There are many people who desire to progress along the path. This talk is about that, the steps that are needed to progress, to begin consciously the work and walking, the traveling, the gaining of experience on the path to realization of oneself, and what this entails, and what it's called is one of remembrance, because this is what a person is doing. They are experiencing, growing, living, and remembering again what they are. The beginning stages of this can be considered as unfolding, the beginning steps of awakening or reawakening. Now, when a person recognizes, hears intellectually, or may have a little taste and feeling, that one being seeks to recognize and then realize and become again oneself, that the soul desires the union with itself and the remembrance of one being, and to live in that truth, to have the veils that hide reality drop from the eyes of awareness. When a person recognizes that they are part of this, and all of this is part of oneself also, it may be a feeling or sense or realization or experience that's profound or superficial, but a person will desire to go further, and the question is, how do you do that? And then one will try and put themselves on the path to realization and remembrance, re-becoming, without consideration many times of if this is really what they want to do or not, and also what are the particular steps that are needed, how do you go about doing this. These are the preliminaries to being involved, to involving yourself in the position of self-realization, the clarity of being. Not everyone wants to do this. As a matter of fact, most people, from my experience, do not. And even those who have heard of the spiritual path or recognize that there's a unity in life, of this number, far fewer wish to really experience themselves as that, willing to put aside the world and all other things that are lesser than that to remember and become again. Now, you don't have to do that. It's not a rule and a regulation that you've got to go through this life and become enlightened, realized being. Indeed, everyone moves toward this. And there are lots of degrees of sincerity and intention. A person does get what they desire. And this is why the statement that a person will get what they want, a person will get according to their personality, their capacity, and so forth. And it comes in other words, a person gets what they deserve. The deserving is the balance of all these things. It's the forces, the vectors that come into play. If you examine all the intentions and desires of a person, these are the prayers, and the combination of all this resultant effect is what the person does get. This is how cause and effect works. So placing yourself upon the path to realization or remembering again, a clarity, will open the door, lead to the next steps and stages. The first thing is to determine what it is that you really want. This requires some self-examination, and it requires a deep examination of what the steps and stages are that take place, and whether indeed you wish to go through some of this or not. And as part of this, you also have the capacity to go further as life leads you, for it is the leading factor, it is the great unfolder, the great teacher, and you're part of this, and you'll reach through it at one point or another in the growth of the human being, of the soul. And even though the body may drop aside, you'll still continue the consciousness and awareness at one point, even if it goes into the depths of darkness. That follows it will begin to reawaken again and then gain itself. So there are many, many folks who say, well, why do I have to worry about this? I enjoy this world like it is. My desires are wonderful. I love living like this. I can experience so much, and I don't need to see what's truth. I'm happy to be blinded. I can live in this dream. And if I'm going to awaken sometime, then why should I worry about it? Well, the freedom that comes as a result of it is far greater than what a person can imagine. The joy and peace and love and harmony and the contributing to oneself is far greater than one can feel initially. Even those who put themselves on the in this position, on the path, so to speak. So, but you don't have to do it, and you will eventually grow and realize again. And each step along the way, each further that one goes, the more that is, we'll say, asked of him or her, in the sense that the less of the personality that's separate can remain. And so what comes are those tests or trials or requests to go further, and the dropping away of the separateness of self. These are determined by the individual's desires and the unfolding that will take place. This is part of the greater intention of the individual, and this is where the prayer of the person, their real prayer, the real heart, comes into play in real life. So be clear, be extremely clear if this is what you want to do or not. I know many people who progress along the path and then you get to certain points and they are satisfied with the reaching a certain level of peace, of unity, of consciousness or awareness. They get a sense and knowing of themselves and recognize that they're part of the unity of life. They are getting guidance and assistance through living beings, and they may get assistance through other people and be able to recognize it, but they don't want to go any further than that. And this is their right. The birthright is not only that of realization and becoming again which one is, but also, I'm not doing that. You have the responsibility to act in accordance with your own desires and feelings. So the assessment of what you want to do is extremely important. The self-examination of why you are seeking something. It's been said that until a person gets over the things of the world, the attraction to the things of the world, that they can't let it go. Indeed, this will pull them back. So it's better for a person to satisfy their outer desires, let them go, transmute them, until before they put themselves seriously upon the path. Now, this certainly doesn't mean you can't realize steps and stages, you can't grow. Indeed, many, many traditions and paths have outer teachings, outer works, And these are for people who progress, and it's also for people who progress within the framework of initiation and guidance and assistance through another being, or with the assistance of another being. There are many folks who want to go further, and they don't want to have the assistance of someone else, and they say, well, why do I need to do this if life itself is the teacher and the guide? And the reason for that is it's very difficult. It's much more difficult to pay attention to all the particulars of how to progress along the path, how to assess where one is, what one needs to do, what steps or stages are most useful. And there have been a lot of metaphors of climbing a mountain or traveling a ocean without knowing how to sail, without knowing what the boat is like, without knowing the path or the way, and that while it's not impossible at all, it's more difficult to climb a mountain full of difficulties or cross an ocean when you don't know how to get there and how to sail the boat and what's required and what the problems and difficulties of the trip, the journey would be. And whereas life itself will unfold and guide, it's not always easy to discern that particular guidance, and it's tied up within the veils and desires and fears and worries of an individual. The assistance of somebody else can be of great help and to shorten the journey, but whether you want to go that route is another aspect of self-examination, because it does require that trust. That trust, however, is also something that is built. It's the application of that great faith of the One until you actually see that face of the One in the face of the being who's assisting. And that eventually will unfold. But without being able to trust that One guidance also through the individual, there's a lacking there, and there's a placing of oneself, the smaller self, before the greater self. It's a desire to be of a controlling nature, self-controlling, in which you are unwilling to let go of your own attachment or self-identification. Now, will this go? Yes, certainly. And a person will grow away from that the further they go. But through the assistance of somebody else, the assistance of somebody else can be very useful for that. So there are degrees, first, of self-examination of what you really want to do and don't want to do, what you want to go through or not, how far you want to go, examination of you of other desires or things that are undone within this world that will take preference, because wherever you place your desire in your heart, that is where you'll go. And if your intention is to one of remembrance and realization again and becoming again of oneself and of the greater one, then you will have to let go of the world and the and yourself as lesser than that in the course of that process. And if you're unwilling to do it at the beginning, then you would be well to stay away from the intensity of the path, learning and guidance and placing yourselves within the assistance and hands of another toward that. And you would be better off letting yourself unfold and satisfy those inner desires and outer desires also until you finally feel that you have had enough of those and you really want to go toward the real. So this is enough of a preliminary, and then we'll get into the next talk of how to go a little bit further and what the assessments are that one does and one makes, how to step toward realization. There's another aspect of this also when a person says, well, why do I have to place myself in the hands of somebody else? Can't I just discern? And the difficulty of discernment is the veils and misunderstandings that accompany one also. And this is caught up in the desires and the intention of the individual, which are not always clear. So you do as much as you can, you put yourself toward what you really do desire, and you must be honest with yourself as to what you want to do and don't want to do. There are certainly lots of steps and stages that can take place on the path, and in which you will be satisfied, be freer. You can work and unfold in that love and kindness that are short of the goals of higher realization and enlightenment. And there's no reason why you can't progress in those should you desire that, and should you wish to go that route, rather than immerse yourself in the inner path and the unfolding of one being.